Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Gardening Canada podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm a soil scientist. And in today's video, we're talking about insect frass, also known as chitin, however you pronounce it in your world. And let's get started. Hello, plant people. How are you guys doing today? So we're talking about insect frass, and this is a kind of new concept to me. Really cutting edge research here coming out on this sort of product, and I'm semi-pseudo convinced of the potential in this and kind of the science behind it. So my plan in the future going forward is to actually incorporate chitin, insect frass into my repots. So if you follow me on YouTube or on the blog, Instagram, you probably already know my repotting for houseplants only takes place, generally speaking, in the springtime months. And this is because I don't generally use a ton of grow lights. I'm not actively trying to get growth out of my plants at all times. And I kind of just work with their natural growth patterns, which, is spring and summer. They like to go a little bit wild here in the very near future. So with that being said, I am going to be repotting my plants with this product incorporated into the mix. Now, I have repotted my seedlings. I've done the bump up process. If you guys do not know what that is, you should go check out the YouTube video on that and kind of the benefits behind bumping up your seedlings. But regardless, I did do the bump up here not too long ago, and I incorporated some insect frass into that process. And the reason for that is because of the science behind it. So without further ado, let's jump into some of the research behind this product. So if you did not know what the product is, chitin or insect frass is actually the exoskeleton from the bug, is what it is. So this, generally speaking, is from mealworms. It can be from like superworm containers and that sort of thing. There's no specific bug that works better than another. The result of insect frass across the board is the same. And so that is very interesting. I have also seen crustacean options of this, such as like crab meal, for example. This would have the same effect. Another option is actually varicast or vermicast. And so vermicast is, again, waste excrement from worms, but it actually contains some chitin in the byproduct of it. So you would get very similar results to this. Now, obviously, the amount of chitin is going to affect overall the results. So something like vermicast may have less chitin in it than obviously a full-blown insect frass product and or like a crab meal type thing. So with that being said, what is the benefits? Why am I ranting and raving about this product? And it comes down to some really interesting research out of a few different universities. And the overarching theme from these universities is that it can have observable changes in the bacterial and the fungal communities within the lettuce rhizosphere, or just in the plant rhizosphere in general. So the addition of these products has resulted in a total change of the fungal and bacterial biomass. Now, the thought here is that it serves as a food source for fungus, bacteria, even some predatory nematodes and things of that nature, to help hold these bugs, microbes over until their main food source is available. So that's one of the cool results of this. Now, the actual thing that I care about the most is that this is 100% natural biopesticide. Let me repeat that. 100% natural biopesticide. So you're probably wondering, what are you talking about? And this is such cool science here. So chitin is known to kill root feeding nematodes and their eggs, as well as fungal pathogens within the root zone. What's happening here is that the plant detects the chitin in the soil and then responds as though it's being eaten by insects. Yes, that is right. It believes it's being attacked, even though it's not being attacked, and then puts up the defenses to protect itself. So this means it may produce a thicker stalk, more leaf material, and may even excrete secondary metabolites to help ward off these pests and pathogens. So it's beefing up the system. It's acting like a vaccine or an inoculant, but for plants. This is really cool science. So that means if we repot our houseplants or our seedlings with chitin,
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In the mix that we end up with this immune response. And this immune response can range anywhere from excreting metabolites all the way to producing more stalk and leaf materials. Very cool. It's an autoimmune response to just pests in general. So this beefing up of the plant system means that the plant is better equipped to fight and deal with potential invaders. So how is it doing this? And that is a great question. So essentially, plant cells are equipped with chitin-degrading enzymes. And what these chitin-degrading enzymes do is they digest fungal cell walls of pathogenic fungi, as well as potential pests in the soil, such as the nematodes that would eat away at the roots. And so this release of the chemical results in the degradation of these infectious diseases or pests. And so when chitin is within the vicinity of the roots, it activates the defense signaling pathways that naturally already exist in the plant. And so this is a well understood plant habit, I guess, or a way of dealing with things. We call it a pathogenic associated molecular pattern, PAMP. We don't know a ton about the molecular mechanism of what chitin's doing in signaling, but we have some base understanding of what's going on as plant scientists. So the question is, how do we use this? How do we apply this to our plants? And the important thing here is that it is placed in the roots. We need the chitin placed in an area that's going to signal to the plant that there's an issue. And that area tends to be the roots. So while we can top dress with chitin, there is some issues there. It can cause mold and kind of like a hydrophobic layer. It can float around and it doesn't necessarily get penetrated into the system. So option one of top dressing works, but it's not ideal and you're not going to get the best results. The second option would be to take like a skewer or something of that nature and make holes and then fill the holes with the chitin. This obviously is going to put it more root placed and localized, and we're more likely to see the same results. This is going to work for people in the houseplant community, that sort of thing. But ultimately, the best option here is to technically repot with chitin in the soil mix. So this would be something you would mix into your soil medium that would then be used. So that is what I did for my seedlings, is I mix this into my actual seed mix, and that's what I'm using it for, and that's what I'm going to do when I go to repot my plants. I'm choosing not to top dress in the meantime or to try to insert it in some way, but that's my personal choice. I mean, technically speaking, quite a few houseplants like to bottom out very quickly and get the root bound appearance, and I'm using air quotations there because I don't believe in root bound plants. I believe that if you're able to supply the nutrients and the water that a plant needs, it's not technically root bound and it will survive and thrive just fine. I have plants that are, I mean, by all means, most people would banish me from the plant community when you saw the root boundness of it, but they're doing just fine. And it's because I'm supplying the nutrients and the water that they need to survive. Now, technically speaking, because houseplants naturally bottom out, you could add the chitin to the bottom of that root profile by just sprinkling it in the bottom of the pot, let it dry out, and then you know how it just kind of pops out like a mold. Sprinkle it in that area and then place the plant back in. This isn't going to cause any issues with the roots. It's not going to cause an anaerobic environment or root rot or anything of that nature, but it will be root placed and it will signal to that plant and cause an immediate reaction. And the biopesticide is going to trigger that PAM pathway and it's going to react accordingly to that. So really interesting science here. Pretty cutting edge, not fully understood yet, but lots of evidence to suggest that this is gonna work. This is gonna be some cutting edge stuff in the future. You guys have to let me know if you are going to choose to use this. I know some people, after watching my YouTube video on it, have reached out over on Instagram saying that they love the results so far. And then some have commented that, you know, the top dressing wasn't the best idea, but that it's manageable, they can deal with it accordingly. I would love to know what your guys' thoughts are, so please do come visit me over on Instagram or Facebook, say hello, let me know you came from the podcast. I've had a couple of you come over and actually say you're listeners of the podcast. That's where you initially found me. I love that, because I was convinced no one was listening to this and I was just talking to myself over on the internet. But I'm working on the audio, because I guess the audio is less than ideal. So I'm slowly plucking away at making that better. But anyways, I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and come visit me over on the other platforms, and I will talk to you guys next 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.